Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishia Daled and Tesvav. And today's Mishnayos are being learned b'schos Asubas Rachel, Shishi b'zeichad Avin Reziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. So in the previous Mishnayos, we had some members from Hillel, who is the Nasi, and here we have our last one before we move on to Shammai, his counterpart. Mishnayos Daled tells us, who used to say, this is from Hillel, Im Eina Ni Li Mi Li. If I'm not for myself, who's for me? Meaning, if I don't work for myself to get my own schosim for the Olam HaEmes, for Olam HaBa, so then who's going to do it for me? No one else is going to do it besides me. And Uchshani La'atzmi Ma'ani. Even when I do it for myself, what am I? Even when I accomplish and I do stuff, I realize that there's really so much more to do, and I've barely put even a drop in the bucket. If not now, then when? If I don't work in this world, so then when am I going to? In the next world, it's too late. You can't start gathering schosim in the next world. You have to do it in this world. Now, even though we just explained the whole Mishnah about gathering schosim for the next world, it's also going to be explained for this world. It may not need mealy. If I don't take care of myself and care about myself in this world, no one else is going to care about me. Meaning, even if somebody does care about me and tries to help me, the expression goes, you could bring the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. It's really incumbent upon each and every person that they have to do the hard work and they have to accomplish in life as much help as other people can give them. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, they have to do it. However, there's a danger. A person is always going to be thinking about themselves, so that's why the next part of the Mishnah tells us, Uchshani La'atmi Ma'ani. If I'm just for myself, what am I? If I go around all day thinking about myself, how can I gain, how can I grow, even if it's for good things? A person's trying to make himself as best as he could be, but all he's doing is thinking about himself, so Ma'ani, what am I? Well, I'm just a self-centered person, always thinking about himself. You can't forget that there's also Yenim, there's also another guy that you have to think about. And then the Mishnah would be, V'imloy Achshav Emasai, if I don't do it now, the good deed for myself, the good deed for somebody else, the chesed, helping, whatever it is, learn Torah 5, the ability, then I might lose the opportunity later, so chop around as much as you can. Moving on to Mishnah Tezvav, now Shammai, Amir Shammai says, he was the Avbazin of Hillel. Number one, he says, Asei Tairascha Keva, make your Torah set, which means your main occupation should be Torah. Learn Torah as much as you can, and then when you don't have koyach to learn anymore, you should do a little bit of work. Not the opposite, that you should work all day, and then when you don't have koyach to work, you should learn. Also, Emar Ma'at Vaser Bey, say a little bit and do a lot. That's what Avram told the Malachim. Come, I'm going to give you a little bit to eat, and then he gave them the grandest of all meals. Same thing over here. A person shouldn't talk and talk and talk about what he's going to do and not do so much. He should really just be quiet, do tzanua, not really say much, and then when he accomplishes, he really accomplishes a lot. And lastly, if Evan Kabbalah's call Adam to save upon him, a person should receive everybody else with a great shining countenance, meaning you should always be smiling and pleasant in your interactions with people. Even when you just look at them, give them a smile. Don't give them a grouchy, grumpy face. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Taz Zayin and Yud Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.